Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Of all the varieties of produce that are grown in Maryland, one of them happens to be ubiquitous worldwide, and that's the onion. I've tried and tried, but I can't think of any cuisine anywhere that doesn't rely on this most savory of vegetables. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, there seems to be a special onion for every conceivable use.
Yes. I mean, honestly, you don't start anything without starting with onions.
Yeah.
It seems like every time.
That's so true.
Like, it's one of the basic things. They're very interesting. I mean, there's obviously thousands of varieties out there. We classify them usually by either sweet or pungent.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet ones, I think we all kind of know well. Things like Vidalia, Walla Walla, the Bermuda onion. The pungent ones are a little bit more thick skins. They're also referred to as storage onions.
Oh.
These are the ones that, the simple yellow onion, very pungent in flavor, but they also are ones that people would say bag up, put in their root cellar, use throughout the winter and well into the spring.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're interesting. I mean, they have obviously the root or the bulb of a very like sort of bluish green plant, hollow stemmed. But look, really, you can't cook anything sometimes without starting with an onion.
No, you absolutely can't. If you're going to working with the savory onions, the more pungent ones, what kind of dishes is that going to support?
Well, I think any recipe that says, onion, that's what you use.
Okay.
And the thing is, you know, they're pungent raw, but we always talk about sweating, you know, or sort of cooking onions till they're translucent. They do sweeten up. A lot of that pungent is cooked off, and as we sweat these onions, you get that sweet taste out of them, and they're delicious. Obviously, shallots in the onion family.
That is.
Another thing that, to me, just the smell of shallots and butter is one of the greatest things. And another part of cooking is this whole sort of crying when you peel an onion.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, everyone talks to me about
me.
It. I mean, basically what happens is when you cut an onion open, you release sort of, you break cells which release enzymes which start to do work and produce the volatile gas that people refer to as the lacrimatory factor. But, you know, everyone asks me, how do you not cry? You can, so you cut onions underwater or in a tub of water, but then you get soggy onions.
Yes.
Right? One of the tricks that I find interesting is putting a fan next to your cutting board and blowing, you know, the lacrimator down. Except if your husband or your partner is at the other end of the table reading the newspaper, they start crying.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Aim the fan carefully.
Right. But the fact of the matter is, unless you're wearing goggles or contacts, you're going to cry. I mean, it's just part of cutting open onions, unfortunately.
One of the things that I like about onions is if you're making a goulash, for instance, if you cook them long enough, they just simply disappear.
Yeah.
And they end up being part of an incredible rich sauce.
They refer to that as like sofrito, this long cooking of onions that almost turns into, you're right, this brown caramelized sauce that's delicious.
It's great.
Yeah. Those are the sweet onions, though, that are best for that. The ones that actually, it's interesting, the sweet onions don't have more sugar. They just have less sulfur than the other
is that
onions.
Right?
So the sweetness is more pronounced.
So the sulfur masks.
Yes, you get that's where you get that pungent taste is the amount of sulfur in the onion. The sweet onions like Vidalia have the same amount of sugar, just less sulfur.
Do you have a good recipe for doing caramelized onions?
Yeah, and I think that's very important. A lot of people overcook them and make them soggy. It's really a good thing to do is make good caramelized onions.
Well, we're going
to
put that on the
Definitely.
Website. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.